Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Now, a former artistic director of the Royal Shakespeare Company has raised concerns over the use of trigger warnings for plays. Gregory Doran has joined a growing list of theatre luminaries like Ralph Fiennes and Ian McKellen, who suggested modern theatre audiences have gone soft. Well, we're joined now by Stephen Falloon, who is General Manager at Borth Gosh Energy Theatre. And Stephen, you're welcome to the programme. Former RSC boss Gregory Doran, he says he hates trigger warnings before shows, that it spoils the drama and surprise the theatre offers. He's referring in particular to warnings about certain themes and actions in place. He's not saying, you know, warnings about strobe lighting shouldn't happen. He's saying, of course, that, you know, that's a physical issue, that should happen, but not things like themes and actions, and you might be upset by this or that might happen in this play. What do you think?
Well, I think Gregory is definitely getting a bit hot and bothered under the collar there. I can completely see what he's saying in that, you know, what you don't want is to arrive at a theatre, be given a great piece of paper that will tell you exactly what's going to happen at the show so that there's no trigger warnings, because that would absolutely ruin the beauty and magic of live theatre. But at the same time, you know, we can all do a little bit because we want to make sure that, you know, our shows are accessible to all, and that those that, you know, have certain issues, that we do sort of give some, you know, warnings about what's going to happen in a sort of vague sort of way. So as we're not disappointed with the surprise, but at least to prepare you for what's about to unfold.
Okay. Well, I suppose that's the question, isn't it? How vague is the warning? I mean, is there, like, would it be this play may contain violence or scenes of a sexual nature, like what you might get before a Netflix movie?
Exactly. Sort of like, and also age guidance is very important too, so that you're going to see the right show. So yes, you know, it's like just those sort of vague going, okay, is this right for me? It's, you know, there's murder in it, there's maybe suicide, maybe mentioning those words, but not going into any detail so as not to ruin the magic. And I think that's what's really important. I think that's what Gregory's talking about here. But I think that maybe he could be going a wee bit too far.
I wonder, could you still sort of ruin surprises, though, for somebody who wasn't expecting murder in the play? You know, they might not know that much about the play, and now they've been told that there's going to be violence, and now suddenly they're primed for the violence to happen, you know, from the beginning, instead of being surprised by the violence, if that was what the play was intending to do.
Yeah, there is that as well too. And maybe, you know, there's certain things that we're looking at that maybe what we would do is actually say, if you want to find out what's in the play, you can click the link here. And if not, you can just enjoy the magic as it unfolds. Okay. So therefore giving people the choice of them being able to make their own decisions. But definitely, I completely understand his point. Nobody wants to ruin the magic.
Because there are some plays, of course, at the same time on the opposite side that can be pretty tough if you're not compared. Doran was speaking
about Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Oh, but, you know, the old bard. Oh, my God. He had a lot of issues in his plays.
He certainly did. I wasn't aware of this one because I haven't seen it, but Shakespeare's Titus Andronicus. And I'm going to ruin it for anybody, so just, like, turn the radio down for a second. If this is I'm going to tell you what happens at the end, because it culminates with Titus feeding Tamora, who's the queen of Goths, her own sons baked in a pie before slaughtering her. And you can understand that, you know, you might want a bit of a warning that that was going to happen.
Well, no, but, you know, but again, you know, these plays are called tragedies, and they're called tragedies for a reason. There's plays like Medea, Titus, Romeo and Juliet. You're going in, you know it's a tragedy. Something bad's going to happen. Okay, Titus, it's a bit of an extreme example. We have to be really honest about it.
I mean, there's beauty to Romeo and Juliet. There's a romantic sort of tragedy beauty to it. You know, feeding someone her own sons in a pie is not so much.
But then also don't go and see Medea, because, to spoiler, something happened to Kit there as well too. So,
okay.
Look, but you know, especially with those old classics, we know what's going to happen in them because these stories have been sort of existing for hundreds and hundreds of years. So I don't think we need big warnings on those plays at all, actually.
Okay.
Maybe Titus accepted.
Yeah, maybe that one. Well, now everybody knows. We've told everyone.
I know, you've ruined it.
and my apologies for that. On the more general point, do you think, Stephen, audiences are gone a bit soft?
Look, the world has changed and the world is evolving all the time. You know, I think that maybe saying that they're going a bit soft is a bit unfair, because, you know, probably we talk about these things much more vocally now. where we didn't before, and these things still existed before. So I don't, I don't think we're gone too woke, and I don't think we're gone too soft, but we also have to keep a measure of not going too extreme the other way.
Okay, because would you get people complaining, like, I wasn't expecting that, or, you know, I wouldn't have brought my teenage daughter if I'd known, or, you know, things like that, that they wanted more warning about stuff that was going to happen?
No, weirdly, like for example, we've had a musical called Heathers, which is based on a great film from the 80s, and it's a really, really dark, brilliant comedy. It's very, very funny, but it's about teenage suicide. Mm-hmm. And we've had that show twice now. It's played to maybe 15,000 people, and we haven't got one complaint about it because they knew what they were coming in to see. You know, because in our blurb, we didn't even put a warning on it, but we did put an age guidance on it, and we also told them the vague plot outline so that they knew what they were coming to see. So we didn't get any complaints. And generally, we don't get any complaints. Obviously, sometimes it's the odd one, but not really.
Mm. Because, I mean, that's a good example, actually, of people, you know, who might certainly like to know if they're going into that. But in the vague plot warning, would they have a sense then of what roughly what direction this is going to go?
Absolutely. And really weirdly, Heathers has really gathered an awful lot of momentum on TikTok. So actually, the two times that we've had that, it's been all teenagers from like 15 to 19. So they know exactly what they're coming to see. And they absolutely revel in the dark, comically twisted show that they get to see.
Okay, Stephen, the texters have been in touch, and here's one for you now. Trigger warnings about the cost of attending the theatre might be needed.
Oh, okay. Well, we pride ourselves here that we always make sure there's accessible. Like, our ticket prices start from 20, 25 euros. There's always tickets available that are affordable for all.
Okay. Stephen, it's very good to speak to you as always, and thank you for joining us in the programme this evening. That's Stephen Falloon, who's General Manager at Borthgosh Energy Theatre. You can let us know what you think, 51551.